Well, Catherine, it's well known and well documented the fight the school secretaries have for just payment, fair paying conditions. And unfortunately, the Department of Education, they're dragging their heels on this. We have actually balloted for industrial action. Closing date is tomorrow. So on Saturday, we have three locations for rallies. The Department of Education, Marlborough Street, Dublin, at Sloan, and our Minister, Joe McHugh's office in Letterkenny. Now, again, it's sad that we have to come to this stage, but the fact that the department have actually, they're just not, put in other words, they're slowing things down, and we've got to a stage where we have to do something. We're looking for support, obviously. We want fair pay and respect. That's all we're looking for, nothing extra. We are hoping for a good turnout. We've had great response from around the country, from the teachers' unions, from different groups that will be supporting us. So hopefully that this, hopefully the rain will stay off for a start, and that will get somewhere that it'll highlight exactly how unfair the situation is.
Because the situation as it stands is that the vast majority of yourselves don't enjoy the same benefits as the 10% who are directly employed by the department.
That's correct. Well, what it actually is, There's over 3,000, approximately 3,500 secretaries in the country, and about 10% of them are actually employed directly by the Department of Education with public status, public service status. The rest of us are there, are actually on a grant scheme that a grant is paid to the school and depends on how much the school can actually afford to pay. Now, with that, obviously, there are no conditions such as sick leave, maternity leave, or any other conditions, pension for the grant paid secretaries. And actually, it's unjust. It's impractical. All we're calling for is on the Department of Education and Skills just to implement measures to treat all school secretaries in fairness and respect. We should be provided with the basic entitlements and protections, like equivalent to clerical staff on any public service pay scale. We're not looking for anything extra.